are very honored to have Matt with us right now, a guy that watched you play several games actually from the field level. Not many people can say that, actually in between the white lines as well. Steve Shaw, the head of officials for the SEC, joins us. Steve, thanks so much for coming out to the Met today and joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
And, Matt, he was the one that, unfortunately, after you dunked the ball over the goalpost against Ole Miss, he was the one that had to turn to the press box and announce the penalty.
That is okay. As long as you didn't call that holding against Auburn on George Wilson, we can still be buddies.
I was not there, but we did unfortunately hit you with a little unsportsmanlike conduct on the dunk over the goalpost.
That was all right, and you know, Coach Nutt, and I really didn't know this, but if you get two unsportsmanlike penalties, you got to miss a game. Is that correct?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because it's a rule change we're adding in this year. But yeah, if you get two unsportsmanlike, and I remember talking to you like, you know, because I know Coach Nutt didn't want to lose you that day. And that counted as one. So if you'd have had anything else, if you'd have done it again or something else would have happened with an unsportsmanlike, if you get two, you're automatically ejected.
Right.
And in fact, a rule change we've got this year is that now, you know, a lot of times we get those defensive backs and receivers are out there. You know, everybody has their own name for it, chicken fighting, you know, all that
right.
Kind of messy stuff. Because there's contact, we've always called that a personal foul. Now we're going to lump that into unsportsmanlike. And that's going to count. So, you know, today, you know, the defensive back, the receiver, they go at it. We have flag down. It's all set. It's really nobody, no harm, no foul. And it'll still be that way, but it will be a counter for each of those two. So if they do it again, you know, they'll be ejected from the game. So that's a pretty big change. But I think that's going to help our deep guys manage some of that stuff that happens.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, Steve, I know every year right before camp or during camp, officials come in and they need practice too. You know, they come in and they hang out and do a couple days of work. How many times or what goes into changing certain rules, and how much time do y'all spend on that as far as looking at past film and checking out what people have been calling? But it seemed like there was always a couple rule changes every year. Is that pretty kind of regular, how there always is a couple things that are being changed every year?
There is, and, you know, the NCAA has gone to a two-year rule cycle, so in the off years, only player safety rules are in effect. But this is a full year where we've got, and we've got a number of rule changes. Probably the most important that we've got this year is around targeting. You know, the high hits on defenseless players or using crown of the helmet. And now, in conjunction with that foul, so the foul didn't change, but if you're guilty of that foul, it's not a debate by the officials. By rule, that player is ejected. And that's a huge change. And to your point, we have two spring clinics with our guys. And so I put together, there was like a 38-play vignette of all hits on quarterback. So, Matt, you would appreciate this. But it was hits on quarterback. So before, we would only look at, you know, what is – roughing the passer or not. But now if there's a hit to the head, you could have, okay, is it roughing the passer? That's first question. Second is it a targeting foul, which would eject that player. So we do a lot of that, and as you say, we'll have our guys, you know, they'll work three or four big scrimmages with the teams in the fall, and that helps us get back into the speed of the game.
And, Steve, we also saw in the Auburn spring game this year a player get ejected for targeting.
That's exactly right. I think that's probably the first spring
game
player that we've had
been ejected.
But it was a clear foul. They ran a little bubble screen, and the receiver was almost standing still, and the defensive back came up and really launched right at his head, knocked him out. He laid on the field for a while, and we ejected him. And actually, because the spring game is actually considered, you know, a practice, you know, we went to Coach Malzahn and said, hey, you know, it's up to you. You could put him back in. But, no, he said, you know, we need to learn from this. And so, you know, he let the ejection stand. So it's going to be a big change for us, but it's something we need to do because we don't know a lot about the long-term effects of concussions. You know what all we're hearing in the NFL. NFL can, you know, fine players, change behavior that way. We don't have that luxury in NCAA football. But playing time, and Matt, I know you will relate to this, playing time is the most important commodity
right.
for a player. And I think taking playing time away is going to change the behavior. And we're not trying to change the game. I mean, if you're a defensive back, you can still go blow the guy up, but just lower your target. Don't hit him in the head. And then both of you get up and walk away from it, and there's no long-term effect. So that's the goal, and really, you know, not only, you know, this will be owned by the players, by the coaches, and the officials. You know, the officials have to have the courage to make that call. We're going to expect them to make that call because you can't say, well, boy, this is an ejection now. Now, one of the things that have helped the coaches through this, because, you know, the coaches are totally and solidly behind player safety issues. But their concern is, you know, losing a player, and you know, and so we're going to use instant replay, and this is kind of a new role for replay. So anytime we have a targeting foul, players automatically ejected. But replay is going to review that. They're going to review every targeting hit, and if they see, you know, the indisputable video evidence that he didn't hit him in the head, then they'll buzz down, and we'll
the player
put the
can
guy,
come back.
Put the guy back.
And
in
so,
the game.
So what you're wow. saying is that's not a a stoppage type where the head official has to go underneath the booth. That is something that the officials upstairs will look at as play continues.
That's exactly. It'll be just like our other mechanic with a play into the back of the end zone or whatever. You know, in the dead ball period, they'll be looking at it.
Right.
If they see clearly, hey, there was helmet contact, they won't stop the game. But if they see there wasn't, or if they need more views before the next snap, then they'll hit the button, and we'll handle it just like any other replay. The referee will come over, put his headset on, and he'll say, hey, looked at it, and there was no contact above the shoulders.
Steve, I really wanted to get your view on this right here. Last year with the NFL officials strike, and you don't hear a lot coming from the official side or their point of view. Can you help explain that, or you know, do you have friends that were NFL refs, or what that was all about, and you know, what did they actually agree on?
Well, a big part of it was money, and that was part of it. And I have a number of friends that you know, a lot of SEC officials have gone on to become NFL officials. Some want to do that. Some, you know, my preference was I love college football. That's where I wanted to be. So there was and I think like any negotiations, once they kind of got dug in, you know, the position, yeah, it was just a tough situation. And to be honest with you, you know, the officials that they brought in to do those games, they did their best. And you know, but I mean, these were not guys that were SEC or Big 12 or Pac-12. I mean, they didn't. No Division I official did that. So. I mean, they were using officials from high school, maybe some lower college. You know, you hear all.
Well, and like you said, that they didn't have that time to go prep. You know, they just were thrown into it. Where you said y'all go back in for 3 or 4 days to get used to the speed of game, so they're not used to that level of talent. And then all of a sudden, they haven't even had a chance to prep. They're thrown right into the fire.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I would tell individually to those guys. I mean, they did their best they could. But a lot of them had never worked a game with that kind of speed. And so, you know, but I think there was some residual. I think a lot of the casual fan kind of thought, you know, after watching officials, I could get six of my buddies and we go do a better job than that. Well, the reality is it's a very difficult game to officiate. And the speed, the size of the players, it gets better every year. And it's a tough game to work. And
you're right. And nobody actually says, hey, that was a good call. They just get on you when it's a bad call.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, you can have 180 plays in the game.
Well, it's like Matt. He's still talking about the holding call on George Wilson in the Auburn game.
You remember the bad ones, yeah.
If we get 179 out of 180, if you're in business, you're in pretty good shape on that.
Right.
It's just like a team that goes 11-1. Nobody says, who the 11 did you beat? You know, they want to know, well, who was that one? So we're the same way.
Steve, we have some Keithley Service Company live fan feedback, a question directed straight at you. Barton Searcy says, ask Steve his thoughts on the recent physical attacks on officials. Thanks. But you guys are a little bit different because you have police escorts to the stadium and police escorts away from the stadium.
That's exactly right, and so I would like to make a comment on that because it's something that's growing in our society. I think the people who are most vulnerable as officials are those that work high school level or even, you know, peewee and that sort of thing because they don't have the security. We're very lucky. The SEC, you know, they, and that doesn't mean nothing could ever happen from our standpoint, but you know, everything that can be done is taken care of from our standpoint, and we feel pretty secure. I mean, as secure as you can when you're in Neyland Stadium and there's 103,000 fans, you know, wanting your head. But we do a great job. But I really worry about it. I mean, it's maybe a societal issue, but you know, these guys work in high school and peewee games, don't get the security, and they're vulnerable. I mean, you know, even if there's 5,000 fans and, you know, seven officials, I mean, you can't control that.
Right.
And so that has become a big issue for officials, because every official, whether they're in the NFL or the SEC, has come through those high school peewee game ranks. And that's the scary part, because you get a parent or a player that's out of hand, like we saw, you know, just recently, and the official was killed, and that's wrong.
We've got a little bit of time left, probably about a minute, minute and a half, but some memories of Matt Jones when he was on the field.
Well, I'm going to tell you, he could fly. He could really run, and that was the thing. You know, as a referee, I always felt like I had good speed and I hadn't lost a step, and I played pretty tight. But I tell you what, when Matt Jones was there, I'd back up a step because he could get around you in a heartbeat. But
sometimes he didn't know where he was going
until it was after
the play, right, Matt?
That's right.
But wherever it was, he was getting there in a heart. You know, and he had that look. He looked like he was just kind of jogging. I don't want to quote your number, but you know, your smooth jog was at least 4.3. So so let me tell you, as a referee back in the offensive backfield, you had to stay on your horse.
And then Rick Lowe might be listening in today. So can you grade him a little bit harder next year?
We're working on that. We you know, our officials all have to run a mile and a half for time, and so
I hear he's struggling getting it done.
Let me tell you, he gets it done every year. And we used to give umpire, you know, they're the big guys.
Right.
You know, usually play defensive line. We used to give them extra time, but we said, no, you guys. I mean, now with the up-tempo, they got to be ready.
Got to be
go.
Ready.
So, but he'll be ready.
Steve, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Matt, great to talk to
you.
And good luck in your new business.
Well, thank you much.